producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Susan, you're on the air of Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, how are you? You do great work, Dr. Brown.
Well, thank you, Susan. How might I help you?
Well, I have a question. I received a call from my sister's best friend not too long ago telling me that she was worried about my sister because she was displaying what she thought were paranoia tendencies. And we got into a discussion, and I said, well, I hadn't talked to my sister in probably over a year, but before my sister had decided to cut off ties with the family, I thought the same thing.
When, what were the symptoms that the two of you were agreeing about?
Well, for one, when my sister, when we were talking to each other, she had shown that she was afraid that people knew what she was doing personally and professionally. And she lives in one of the largest cities in the United States. And I would ask her, well, how would they know that? You know, there are so many people here. How would they know what's happening in your personal life? And she couldn't explain it.
And then how old is your sister?
46.
Okay. That sounds to me a little borderline. I mean, if I were feeling like I was trying to make an argument that she wasn't schizophrenic, I'd probably say, well, you know, if you live in a doorman building or if you live in a big city, you tend to kind of circulate in the same group of people and there's always gossip about it. If I was looking to make the case of schizophrenia, I'd say, yeah, it's clearly a paranoid delusion. So that seems to me kind of in a gray area. Do we have other things that we can look at?
Right. And more recently, my sister had met up with her good friend and other friends at a reunion this summer, and it was a conclusion of her friends who have known her since high school that she, in fact, did not seem herself,
mm-hmm.
and that there were times at which she would just kind of zone out and not be connected to the other people in the group. And that was what prompted the call to me, because she was worried about her because she's in the city where neither of us live.
Mm-hmm.
Quite, you know, she's like 5 hours away from where I live and probably, you know, a good 5-hour flight from the other person.
Okay.
So my question to you is, how do you contact a relative or a friend that's possibly in a situation like that to seek help?
Well, I think first of all, you have to go see them face-to-face, because you're asking kind of a global question, which is, how do I have somebody share my perspective? Because that's really what we're talking about, isn't it?
Whether, right.
And it becomes even more complicated when it's a negative perspective. But it's in any case, how do we make sure that we're on the same page, we're looking at the same data? And the answer is that you have to have information that is shared. Right? Information in common. The only way to have that is to share their experience, which is kind of a fancy psychological way of saying you've got to see her face to face. Because then, for example, if you spent 2 days with your sister, or even 2 hours with your sister, you could say at the end of that time, you know, I noticed that you seem jittery, that you don't seem particularly interested in food, that it's really hard for you to make eye contact, and that you seem distracted. Because then, and you could, because you've just spent 2 hours together, you could say, you couldn't make, you know, that you and I didn't really look each other in the eye, that when the waiter asked what you wanted, that you were distracted. So, you're, it's not that you're judging. It's not that you're asking her to believe you. It's not an act of faith. It's a shared perception that we're looking at the same data. And the question is, how do we interpret that? So, it would be, you can't do it by hearsay, because that just becomes an argument of, well, you weren't there, you don't know, that's what this person has got this point of view. So that, and that's instantly not only debatable, but dismissible. Saying, how do you feel? It sounds like the two of you do not have a tight enough relationship that it's likely that she would say, I'm really scared. So you're not going to get it from her. So then the question is, well, how do you get it? And the answer is, you got to have the same perspective. You've got to be able to look and say, okay, you know that thing with the back and the two arms on it, that, can we both call that a chair for a moment? And you can't do that unless you have that shared perspective. And the only way, I think, really to get it is to be in the same environment. So I think, at bottom line, it means in order to really be able to help your sister, especially with, it sounds like, the implied distance, not only geographical but emotional, that you're probably going to have to get there to be able to then say to her, you don't seem very happy. Or conversely, Susan, to reassure yourself that all is well.
Right. I would agree with you.
So, and I think that this is a time of year where people are more susceptible to it. They're busier, and it doesn't have to necessarily be in the next 10 days if you're feeling like that's just not possible. But I think when in doubt, you get on the great silver bird, or the great silver, dog, and you go to where that person is and say, I'm here for you. Because it, in some ways, just showing up is a statement that is louder than any of the other about concern.
So although I can contact her and leave her a message, which she may not return,
exactly,
call to say that I will be there at a certain time, is a positive move in the right direction.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. And I think saying exactly, and not asking somebody, especially when they may be in trouble, of saying, I really miss you. I've had this experience with a couple of people in my life in the fairly recent past of saying, look, I want to spend some time, and the person being a bit dismissive, and my saying, no, you don't get it. I'm not asking anything of you. I'm not. I just need to give you a hug. And if you have more than the hug time, great. But that's all I'm asking. You don't have to spend time with me. I won't disrupt your schedule. You can do whatever you need to do. But this is something that I need for you to do as a gift. And that's a whole different perspective than somebody, because I'm not asking anything, and I'm saying, here's what I need, and it's really easy for you. All you have to do is allow me to show up. And most people are willing to do that, surprisingly, or not so surprising, because you're not asking anything of them, and that's how you sort of ascertain that everything's okay or it's not okay. And you also have not only the statement that says, you're important enough for me to disrupt my plans and to get to where you are, but skin is the largest organ of our body, and we can communicate in ways that sometimes words can't, that we can reassure, that we can guide, that we can, showing up. And, my metaphor that I always use, I suppose not really a metaphor, it's just an example, is we show up for funerals. Well, we're not going to do that person a whole hell of a lot of good at that moment, as opposed to in life, where sometimes we can. So
those are good suggestions, and I can do that.
Good.
All right.
And, tuck the phone number in your wallet, because it works from any place. You know the hours. I'm on from 12 to 3 Eastern every day. So just, tuck the number in your pocket, and if you need to talk with me when you're there, then I'm there. I'm
okay.
As close as your phone.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Yeah, that's the point of, if you remember the phone number, which isn't so hard to remember, right? 855-99-DR-JOY. And if you forget it, then all you have to do is go to drjoy.com. And I'm heard lots of places, but not probably every place yet. We're working on it. So just tuck the number in, because even if the local market doesn't carry the radio program, they have a telephone line, right? They have telephones. So just program it into your phone, right? Put me on speed dial, whatever. And you can call me whenever you need the help. And especially if you're going someplace that, you're meeting somebody for the first time, or it's, look, don't use me as your backup or your first choice for bail, because I'm just not that available. But, if you're going to, well, maybe. But if you're going someplace and, you feel like, I'm a little nervous about this, and it may be really helpful to, if I get into trouble, to ask somebody, whatever. The point being, just put the phone number in your phone, or put it in your back pocket. You're probably going to be less likely to lose it if you put it in your phone. That's what that's what everybody does now, right? Instead of getting an address or an email from somebody, just program it in your phone.
Yep, exactly. None of us would be able to function without our phones. I'm a firm believer at this
point.
Yes,
it's very scary. Yeah. And every once in a while, when your phone, you haven't charged it, or... Did you know that's the thing that's left behind most often in hotel rooms, is
phone
your charger?
Yeah. Oh, I totally believe it, yeah.
Yeah. And the problem is that hotel is probably cheaper to buy a new one than to have to have it
shipped
FedEx
or whatever.
So
yeah, exactly.
But, every once in a while, like when I'm going to an important meeting, I won't take my phone. Especially if the transit time isn't very much. Because I just feel that's the new way of showing somebody that they're really important, is you don't have your phone out. Folks, think about it, because there's nothing more disrespectful than taking your phone out when you're talking with somebody, right? on a date? Oh, please. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-9937. Pardon me. Excuse me. I didn't have a sneeze button. That was it. That's my old joke. Do you know, I haven't told you that joke.
No, huh?
I sneezed once on the air. And someone came running down the hall and said, my program director, and said, what did you just do? And I said, what are you talking about? He said, you sneezed on the air. And I said, yeah. He said, why didn't you use your cough button? I said, I didn't have to cough.
Very funny. I love it.
It was not intentionally funny. I just, you know, if you're not a broadcaster, you think, okay, right. This is to, you know, the cough button is really to kill the cough bacteria. I don't know what I thought. You know, it just never occurred to me. So one of my program directors from one of my affiliates sent me a sneeze button, a labeled sneeze button.
Cool.
So when I just coughed on the air, which was, I never do. I just, somehow got something in my throat. So I didn't have a sneeze button. All right.
Very cute.
I know. You have to have been there. 855-993-7569. Okay. I didn't have any. I had one sip of champagne over the holiday, even though I have a whole I have several bottles in my freezer. But I know not to open a bottle of champagne because there are, you know, I need a number of people to help out on it. I'm good for about, you know, if there's a lot of fat food, I'm really good for like, maybe 1.5 little tiny glasses, but, you know, often, you know, much less than that. So if it's really good champagne, supposedly you can put a spoon upside down in the champagne. Did you know that you can put a upside down in your bottle and supposed to keep it bubbly?
I didn't know that, actually. That's interesting.
Yeah, I'm not sure it actually works, but it certainly seems better than throwing away champagne.
Yeah.
I didn't hear the name, John.
We had a caller, but they were on a just wanted to get some information, so we didn't.
Okay.
Keep
yeah, we don't. My little thing that tells me who's on which line is not working today, so we're having to do the Marcel Marceau school of
classic broadcasting.
Yeah, okay, we're gonna play charades for you to guess who's on the line. That's right, folks. We'll continue going. All right. So one of the things we were talking about is falling in love, and how do you know when you're in love? And this came from an interview I did last week. And my point, and I was asked, well, what do you tell people so that they know that they're in love? And I said, well, nobody really ever asked me that. They ask me, you know, how do I get out, or how do I make him or her love me more? But I think when people are having the sense that they are in love with somebody, I mean, they may have the decision of how do I know if this is the one, or when I'm caught between two people, how do I choose? I mean, but those are different issues because they, you know, that's when you run into a problem. When people fall in love, they don't call me because they're feeling great. They're flying.
Right.
It's when there's
right.
a problem that they call me.
Yep.
So I thought, all right, we'll put it up. How do you know you're in love? And I think that, you know, someone asked me once, do I believe in love at first sight? And I said, well, I believe in lust with potential. You know, I believe
sure.
that there can be that connection that sometimes does sort of evolve into love. But I think love takes some time.
Yeah.
And some knowledge.
Yeah.
And so what you're feeling is there's a connection here and it feels really nice and
right.
let's see where it can go. But what I call it love, I just don't think you can count on it enough to call it love.
Yep.
So there you go.
Well, George weighs in. He says the way he knew is he says my entire body and mind burned.
Burned.
Yeah. So
wow.
That's passion
like,
for you.
Yeah. That's like Johnny Cash.
Definitely. Yeah.
There you go.
Marika weighs in and says, when I was on a date with a man who I would marry, and he asked me three important questions. Number one, do you want to get married someday?
Yeah.
Number two, do you want to have kids someday? And number three, do you believe in God? Wow, those are some heavy-duty questions for.
Well, if you're going to ask those questions, I think that's the wrong order.
Yeah.
If those are the questions,
yeah,
I don't
true.
Think that's,
true.
You know, you don't want to build up to a disaster.
She says, when the answers to one and two were yes, and I had never wanted to have kids before because I had not been with someone I could picture raising kids with, I was pretty sure that I was in love. And she says, my very Catholic guy had to settle for, quote, I am a spiritual person and I believe in trying to be the best person you can always be for number three answer. So
Well, wait. Did the two of them, were they in love? Or so what happened? We don't know the rest of that story.
Well, no, actually, she did say at the beginning there, she said, when I was on a date with the man who I would end up marrying. So, okay. Yeah.
Well, good for her for being honest, because I think there is that tendency. As I said, I think if those are the three questions, you've got to put them in the other order.
Right. And wow, that's
because who can, that's
duty.
Like kind of, do you like soup? Do you think pizza is a food forward group? And, do you believe?
Exactly.
Maybe the other order.
Maybe so.
Okay.
Michelle, I love this answer. Michelle says, I went on a date and never left.
Aww.
How cool is that? Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
Let's see. Monica says, I met my husband online the night before I flew out to meet him in person. I got a facial wax and had an allergic reaction to the wax and broke out in a red blotchy rash. She says, when I got there, I had my hair covering most of my face. He asked me why I was hiding behind my hair, and I told him what had happened and showed him. She says, he swept my hair behind my ears and looked right into my eyes and said, I love you. You'll never have to hide anything from me.
Oh,
I think you are
beautiful. Wait a minute. So back it up. They hadn't met each other yet?
That's what it looks like. Well, apparently they had talked to each other online probably and shared pictures, you know, that sort of thing. But, yeah, that was their first in-person meeting, it looks like. She says she melted and she knew it was love and it wasn't superficial.
That's a great answer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, that's a terrific answer. I love you and you'll never have to add anything again.
How about this one, Dr. Joy? Frankie says, when I first heard Dr. Joy,
all right.
You have another admirer there, I'd say.
Well, that's very cute. We love that.
Susie says that she first fell in love when she started cooking. So I guess you can fall in something like that. Maybe.
Oh, honey, I don't think we want to have our primary love affair with food, but, you know, all right. Listen.
Let's see. Kiana says it was love at first sight 23 years ago, still in love with the same person. That's pretty cool. 23 years.
Well, yeah, good. I mean, it is terrific. As I said, it's not that, look, when you have that sense of this is the one, because I think many people have had that sense of this is the one, and it wasn't, right? But I think when you have the sense that this is the one, you're likely to stick with it a little bit longer. So,
sure.
You know, I, as I said, I don't have anything against that feeling. I just think perhaps you don't necessarily get married the next day. But
Right.
Yeah.
Carrie says, when being with him was more about being emotionally supportive than any of the other qualities. So
say that again, that she was being emotionally supportive or he was being emotionally supportive, or we don't know.
She says when being with him was more about being emotionally supportive than any of the other qualities. I'm trying to figure out what she means by that too.
I don't know if that meant his or hers, but
sure.
Good. Yes.
Yes. If it's love, it's good, right?
Yeah. Well, listen, whatever. But I do love the idea is you'll never have to hide anything again. Or want to hide anything
nice,
again, maybe. Yeah. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99 Dr. Joy.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Lisa, you're on the air with Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, how are you today?
Good, Lisa. What's on your mind?
Well, I have four children, two that lived away from home, and there's a lot of stress going on in the past 3 years.
Right, start with how old your kids are.
Okay, 12, 15, 27, and 29.
Are they all from the same dad?
No, two different dads.
Okay.
So I was married twice.
Okay, are you still married?
No, I'm legally separated.
Well, that counts as still married, my adorableness. How long have you been separated?
Right now, I would say 3 years.
Why have the two of you not gone ahead and gotten divorced?
It's the legal fees, basically.
What does that mean?
The costs.
Well, no, I understand what legal fees means, but what are the costs, for example?
Well, right now I already have, like, a lien on my house for the separation, for the cost of the separation. So that's,
why would a separation cost anything?
Well, it cost him almost $10,000.
To separate?
Yeah, and
why?
It cost me $3,500. I had to put a lien on my house.
You're talking about legal fees?
Yes.
Who wanted the divorce?
He did.
So you're dragging your feet. Do you want to be divorced or not?
Oh, yes. Yes.
One of the two of you, where do you live?
In Windsor.
Can't you go to get a no-fault divorce and the two of you, you know, deal with this?
I tried that. Actually, that's exactly the way I wanted it from the beginning, but it didn't happen in that way.
Well, but it can happen. I mean, this is going to drag on forever, and it's putting both of you in limbo.
Yeah, but it's not my business. I've been so busy with my kids, and...
Lisa, don't give me that. I mean, I'm not stupid. That may float with your kids or something. It's not going to float with me. You know, it'd take you... You know what? Maybe a whole day out of your life. You know, and I know that's not true. Don't listen. You can con anybody you want. You can con yourself. Don't try it with me. It just won't work. If nothing else, it makes me look stupid. And you know, I can't afford to look stupid.
I'm not trying to do that.
Well, but it has nothing to do with time. You know that, and I know that.
Well, we went through a very, very mold situation, so we lost about $50,000 worth of our contents, and
You're not going to get any of that back. The question is, you can't undo what's been done. The question is, where do you want to go from here? Being in limbo. Ain't good for the kids. Ain't good for you.
I realize that.
Well, but so don't give me that nonsense that I've been too busy. It's not true. What's today's question?
Well, today is just because my kids are so stressed. Especially the
12-year-old
and the 15-year-old. Well, with Christmas coming and financially, you know, it's not good in a situation.
Lisa, speak English to me. What is it? I mean, what does that mean?
I can't seem to be able. I have a daughter that's pregnant for twins right now, and she has the placenta previa, and she's due in March. We just found out yesterday that she might have to go and lay in a hospital for the rest of the time.
I'll tell you what, try a question. What's the question to me?
Well, I'm worried because my health is not so good.
Don't give me any more. I've heard the house and the lien and the daughter and the bed rest.
Yeah. I don't know what
give
to
me
do.
A question. No, Lisa, listen.
The stress is overwhelming.
Lisa, stop. I'm going to put you on hold. All right? I want you to take a deep breath, and I want you to distill all this misery down into one question for me because I will help you. But no one... you can't deal with this glop of I'm miserable, I'm unhappy. There's nothing there for me to grab hold of, nor for you to grab hold of. Take a deep breath, sit down, and distill this into one question, all right? And make the question very specific, because then I can help you. Now, I understand the question may not cover everything, but I'm really good at going backwards. What I'm not good at is trying to dig through all this misery. I don't go to pity parties. The refreshments suck. The guests are nasty. The hostess is never there. And I always have an upset stomach in store. Sore shoulders, so I don't attend them.
What should I do to help my children relieve their stress and help them and me?
All right, No. Stay focused. Don't go off on me again.
Okay.
All right, let's take. Are we talking about the two younger ones or the two older ones?
The two younger ones. The older one. Well, I do have.
No. Just answer the question. Which of the kids we're going to talk about?
The older one.
Is this the one who's pregnant with twins?
Yeah, and she has a 1-year old. So
okay.
I have to take care of the 1-year old.
Okay. Stop. All right. Let's focus for a moment on your oldest child. That's the 29-year-old.
Yes.
Okay. Is she married?
Yes.
Okay. How close to you does she live?
2 miles.
Okay. Is she asking for your help?
I'm there all the time.
That's
yes.
what I asked.
Yes.
What does she want you to do? When she says, Mom, I need you to...
Take care of your grandson while I'm in the hospital.
We don't know that she's in the hospital. She's not in the hospital yet, right?
But she will be going.
I thought this was unclear about whether she was going.
Well, the next appointment, he told her to prepare her bags.
Okay. So when is the appointment?
The 18th.
Okay. So we've got 2 weeks, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and... So she would, first of all, she probably wouldn't be in a hospital for, how far along is she in the pregnancy?
6 months.
All right. So the question is, will she be in the hospital for the next 3 months? Or, and she probably, they won't let her go. They'll probably be for the next 2 months.
Right.
So would she be in the hospital for the next 2 months, or would she be at home?
She would be in the hospital.
Okay. So does her husband, they do not have the means to get somebody to watch the one-year-old?
No.
Okay. So do you work outside the home?
No.
Okay. So you could, so you're capable of taking the one-year-old on?
Yes, and I would have to kind of change the routine with my teenagers. That's
all right. Well, what? And, all right. So assuming that you took the one-year-old in, presumably, would you take? You wouldn't take the one-year-old overnight. The daddy would take the one-year-old back. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So you would take, and you wouldn't have the one-year-old on the weekends because daddy'd have the one-year-old.
Right.
So
just till 8 o'clock at night.
Okay. What does a 27-year-old do?
Construction.
Okay, this 27-year-old, so it's a male.
Yes.
All right. What? All right. All right. So the, at this moment, you're talking about within the next 2 weeks of the possibility of picking the kid out, or the daddy probably dropped the one-year-old off.
Yes. No, I would have to go there.
Why?
Because he would leave earlier for work, so I would have to be there, so that means I have to drop
off. Not necessarily. Listen, understand, everybody's routine is going to be disrupted.
Oh, very much
so. So it may be, what you need to do is, instead of doing this panic mode nonsense, you need to figure out, okay, given the fact that I'm probably going to have the one-year-old for, let's say, 5 days a week, from 8 o'clock in the morning till 8 o'clock at night, what will work best? Now, it may be that you getting up and getting dressed, especially with teenagers in the house, to go pick up the kid, won't work. That
right.
He's going to have to get that kid to you. And if it means that that kid gets woken, awakened earlier, fine. Kids are pliable. Kids get naps. And the kid may be brought to you and go right back to sleep. But I think it sounds much more likely that he bring the child to you than you go to the child, number one. There may also, do not think of this as something that you have to do completely by yourself. That it may be that you need to get somebody in to fill in some of the blanks. It may be, for example, that having 1 day a week where a high school kid or dad works instead of 40 hours in 5 days, he works 40 hours in 4 days, so 1 day a week he's there to take care of the kid. It may be you've got two teenagers who very likely babysit who may be able to fill in the gaps for with the baby. So instead of thinking, oh my God, I can't do this, begin thinking what will work. It's perfectly okay as far as I'm concerned. This is not your total. This is really not even your responsibility. This is you helping out. Because if you didn't exist or you lived cross country, they'd have to figure out something. So
it's
do not
more demanding, like from my daughters. No, you're the only one. And
well, but Lisa, what your daughter wants and what you're willing to provide don't have to be identical. All right. So what your daughter wants is something that's free, that she can count on, that she doesn't have to worry about. That's great. That may not be what you're going to provide. It may be that mom and dad are going to have to step up to the plate a little bit, that they may have to, put a lien on their house and get somebody in. They may need to make arrangements with a family friend, or he's got family. It may be that part of what you deal with your 12 and 15-year-old is, look, you know, we've got to help your sister out here. She's going to be on bed rest for 2 months. And it's not even going to be 2 months, because even when they deliver those twins, they're going to have baby twins,
yeah,
as well as a one-year-old. So this is not, but it's still, it's not your responsibility. It is hers. So you need to do what you can, but it ain't your responsibility. So part of it is saying, for example, listen, George, you bring the kid over here in the morning, even that if it means you have to wake him up, because I've got two kids at home. So, you know, and that means you get him up and dressed and diapered or whatever, you bring him to me. I'm not going to come there. Because, not because I'm being a stinker, but because
I got to drive the girls to school.
Exactly. Number two, then we look at the girls and say, girls, this is a family project, and so I need you to, 2 days a week, that each of you, not 2 days, may have to come home after school, take care of the baby. And part of the time, you know, I mean, begin working out a plan that makes sense. No more pity parties, no more, because you panic, everybody's going to panic.
Mm-hmm.
You sort of keep your act together and assign things. Now, everybody's going to grumble. I don't want to do this. It's not my job. Nonsense. This is the time of year, not that we buy PlayStations, but that we try and help each other out and remind ourselves that we're all in this, you know, little spaceship Earth together. So the family gets all sit down and make suggestions. And if I were you, what I would do is figure out a plan loosely in your own head, sit the family down tonight and say, okay, let's figure out what each of you would like to do to help out here. And instead of Christmas, that we're going to spend a lot of money on Goo Gahs this year, we're going to all figure out how we're going to help out Sissy. Because you know what? A family that helps out Sissy means that you guys all get payback when you need some help. Let's figure out what you can all do. Then call me back if you need some help. No more panic. No more pity parties.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-3-7569. Okay, so we're talking basically about good news today. We've talked about falling in love. We talked about, I suppose, dropping a birthday cake is not necessarily.
But I mean, the birthday part is the good news.
The birthday part was, and it was certainly a memorable birthday. I mean, how many times has somebody actually dropped
a birthday cake
with a fake Joan Rivers presentation at Whitney Houston's house? I mean, come on.
I think maybe Joan was, you know, having a little fun with
Joan
you guys.
May have been having a little fun. How dare you? You know, how dare you have a beard and present, you know, a birthday cake to Joy? Yeah, it would absolutely be Joan's sense of humor.
Yeah, I that's what I'm going to attribute it to. I like that.
What can I tell you? All right, so in finishing up our good news, you know, good news day, and Ebola looks like not a problem in Nigeria, not a problem in, Somalia? Liberia, yes, we haven't heard from, and I suspect Liberia is still a problem. In the United States, a couple of people that were quarantined have been off quarantine. We have a five-year-old boy who is unclear whether he's got Ebola or not. I mean, kids are so susceptible to fevers, it's really hard to know. But right. good for somebody for sort of doing the, and he has been in that part of the world, so good for somebody for being cautious about it.
Yep.
I'm still saying that, you know, that the doctors and nurses who know who've been exposed probably need to put themselves on some kind of voluntary, you know, taking your, just staying away from
just
people.
Be safe.
Look, we'll send you books, all right? We'll send you DVDs.
Right.
Just tell us who you are, you know, and just kind of stay away from people for a couple of days, like maybe a week or so, and make sure you're okay. And, temperature, I know, but, you know, it just worries me that nobody takes everybody's temperature. You're not wearing a device that measures your temperature on a moment-to-moment basis. So what if you become febrile an hour before you were aware of it? That means you're contagious during that time, in theory. So
just think of how much that Apple Watch is going to help this out. Because that will take your
temperature. Does it take your temperature?
Yeah.
All right. We'll call it we've got Ebola boots and an Ebola watch.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, so let's hear their best memories of 2014.
Yeah, yep. We have Genevieve that chimes in. She says, listening to your podcasts. That's pretty cool.
What a nice thing to say. Yeah, wow.
Awesome?
Yeah, listen, honey, we need to get you out a little bit more, but thank you.
We like to hear that. That's always what we like to hear. Jennifer says, my family's health is good. It's been a rough year otherwise. Hoping 2015 might bring happier times, and we hope so, too.
Yeah, if you could give us some specifics, maybe we can give you some help, or just give me a call about it. All right.
There you go. Ruth says, finding time alone to exercise and practice piano. That's one of my favorite things to do when I'm feeling down is to practice my piano. Yeah.
You know, I actually taught myself to play the piano when I was about 12, and I don't have a piano. I had a keyboard for a while.
Okay.
But and that's not true. I actually had an electronic piano till about 3.5 years ago, and when I moved, it wasn't mine actually, and I didn't play it that much. But it's fun. There's nothing like sitting down and trying to figure out a piece of sheet music.
Yeah.
I agree. I think
or even
it's great.
Just I like to just sit down
Tinkle.
And improvise. You know. Yeah.
Well, you're
yeah.
probably a much better pianist than I am. So.
Oh, well, I don't know. I think you
probably are. There you go.
All right. Let's see. I don't want to ruin his name too bad here. I think it's called Murad. Murad, I think is his name. He says, I graduated. So that's pretty good.
Yay!
News. That's definitely something.
We're not sure from what,
about.
But good.
Yeah, I think he's talking about college. But yeah.
Could be high school, could be medical school, could be anything.
That's true, yeah. But congrats to him, that's great. Mara says, well, she says, I'll wait for 2015 to answer that. And I guess that's true. We still
okay.
have a little time left here.
Yeah. You know? No, we were just saying thus far.
Yeah, right. Let's see. Marissa chimes in and she says, my three-week trip to Italy with my husband. She says, we drove from Venice down to Pisa, Florence, Rome, Pompeii, and then to the very south of Calabria, where my parents
are
Calabria. Okay,
there we
sure.
go. Good.
Yeah, she says it was such a beautiful country and priceless to know where her family history lies. So that's pretty
there
cool.
There you go. And it's a beautiful part of the world anyway.
I've heard that. I've never been to Italy, but yeah, I wouldn't turn on a trip,
about
that's
Italy
for sure.
Is if you speak French, which I do a little,
mm-hmm.
and the Italians are because the language sort of pronounces each of the syllables as opposed to French, which eludes them all the time.
Right. Yep.
Number one. And number two, they're very, very patient with you. So, and they're delighted that you're even attempting.
Yeah. I've heard that. I've heard that of all the places to visit in the world, Italians are really, really generous, gracious people to visit. So.
Yeah. No, it's really great.
Let's see. Kathy says the glorious summer tomatoes from our garden. That's what she's thankful for.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
See, that's the kind of person who's going to be happy with little stuff, which means they're going to be happier more than people who need to win the lottery.
Yeah. Wendy got married. Congrats,
Yay,
Wendy. Yeah. Yeah, cheers to many great years together. We hope.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed. And if there are any little bumps on the road, feel free to call.
Yeah, definitely. All right, Jackie says that she launched a new business. So that's big news.
Yeah, absolutely.
Barbara says she's excited for her son returning home to finish her home remodel with her. So
well, yeah. All right.
It's always nice to have that help anyways, right?
Yeah, yeah. Somebody that, I think that almost all of us are so much happier when we're working with somebody as opposed to by ourselves.
Oh, definitely.
I get a lot less cranky when I've got somebody who's actually sitting there and helping me. So,
well, just maybe to get a different perspective on things that you have, you know?
No, that's much more gracious. first of all, I'm kind of a klutz, but just anything where somebody's actually, whether it's cooking or anything else, when somebody else is kind of watching television or sleeping in the hammock or, you know, and having a wonderful time, and I'm in there sort of just
slaving
trying
away.
Slaving or trying to wrestle a recipe to the curb or something, that I tend to sort of be the martyr of, this isn't very fair. And I'm a perfectly reasonable person to get along with unless my sense of righteous indignation boils up. And then, man, I'm a pain in the neck. I mean, you just don't want to be around me. So somebody kind of coming and saying, even if they're just sort of watching, just sort of hanging out, it's, what can I tell you? I'm a lot easier to get along with. So, and certainly having somebody to help, because the task goes much faster and it's fun and you can giggle and you're right. And there's actually somebody there to hear you when you're swearing, when you hit your thumb.
Right.
You know, what's the point about swearing if no one can hear you?
Yeah, no doubt. It's kind of like that tree in the forest thing, right?
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah, and there's someone to wash your mouth out with soap.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see. Michelle, she goes back to what our first comment said, finally figuring out how to get your podcasts again. And I know a lot of people were pretty happy about that.
Me too.
Yep.
I mean,
yep.
Not to mention Shane was...
Oh, boy, yeah, I'm so glad
we had six lines coming in, and basically what we had was, seven lines of people saying, how do I do the podcast? Yeah. And Sean's saying, but I've got to do a program here. Yeah. Well, just explain it to me. I've got to do a program here. So it was...
Yeah.
It was a little, so we're delighted as well.
Yes.
Thank you guys for sort of hanging
in
and, So, 8-5, so I'm glad that all of you have had a really good year so far. And we've got 2 months left in this one. And then we're going to have a great 15, I can tell. 15 is going to be really good. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, proflowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.